Hello, everybody. This is Marv Clemens again, and this is my third week of doing movie reviews for the Hoylaria Show. It's been a lot of fun. A little bit about me. I was born in North Dakota. Go Bisons. My dad moved our family to Rapid City, South Dakota when I was 16. It was a real culture shock because none of the ladies in town had beards. I remember when they opened a Red Lobster there. They had all-you-can-eat shrimp bar every Tuesday, and it was then that we learned my brother was allergic to shellfish. Man, he turned so blue. But I did get my own room the next day. Okay, I will be reviewing the movie E.T. It stands for Extraterrestrial and came out in the 1982 era. It's about a boy who befriends an E.T., an extraterrestrial. See, it lands in his backyard, and it's powered by Reese's Pieces, which are like M&M's but taste like shit. Anyway, this E.T., he drinks beer and dresses like a lady. Sounds like my Uncle Pat. The E.T. is caught by the FBI, who thinks he's Jimmy Hoffa. But then the boy and his friends decide to have E.T. call his folks because all E.T. says is phone home. You know? That's what my mom always said to my dad years after he left us to go get milk at the 7-Eleven over 20 years ago. Okay, in the movie, E.T. is played by Tom Cruise. It also has Drew Barrymore when she was young and Michael Lapree, who plays the pizza guy. E.T. then gets in a bike basket and the kids can fly with their bikes. Weird. And then he's taken to his home planet and he brings all the village people with him because of the free anal probes. This movie, it's a classic, better than Ishtar and Finding Nemo. I give it 6 anal probes. So there you go. We'll see you next week when I will be reviewing On the Waterfront
with Marlon Brando.
But that impression I just did of him is from another movie that he did.